There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Gittin. The Gemara says, it was the custom in Beitar that when a boy was born, the parents would plant a cedar tree. Eventually, when he got married, the tree was cut down and the branches were used to create the chuppah, the bridal canopy. So what's the message behind this tradition? So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzadik atomer yifrach. The righteous man flourishes like the palm tree. Ke'eres bavani yizga. As a cedar tree he grows. So is the tzaddik similar to a palm tree or a cedar tree? And the answer is, there are two types of tzaddikim, representing two ways a tzaddik can grow. Two distinct approaches, either like a palm tree or like a cedar tree. So what's the difference? A cedar tree grows tall and strong and is used for beams to build houses. However, it does not produce any fruit. Why? Because all of its resources are focused on its own strength, on its own growth. The palm tree, on the other hand, isn't nearly as tall or strong as the cedar, but it produces delicious dates. So one tzaddik's approach focuses on self-growth and personal development. All of his energy is directed toward becoming the best person he can become. He doesn't share his knowledge or help other people grow. This tzaddik is comparable to the cedar tree. The other tzaddik, however, is willing to sacrifice of himself to educate and lift up others. His focus is on elevating those around him. This tzaddik is like the palm tree. So the rationale behind cutting down the cedar tree before marriage is to convey a powerful message to the chassan. Until now, your focus was on yourself, on your own personal growth, and accumulating as much knowledge as possible. But now, that phase of your life is over. Now that you're getting married, your mission has shifted. Your role is to sacrifice of yourself and educate and inspire others, to share your time and knowledge with the family that you're about to build. Be like the palm tree, produce fruit, and share the knowledge and blessings you've cultivated with those around you. Klal Yisrael has a custom that the chassan breaks a glass under the chuppah. What's the reason behind this minhag? It's this same idea. Because all of his life, the chassan was always concerned about filling up his own glass, his own needs, his own wants. But now we tell him, break your glass. From now on, it's about filling another person's needs, another person's desires. It's known that they called Noach a tzaddik in pelts, a righteous man in a fur coat. Why so? Because there are essentially two ways of keeping warm on a cold night. You can either wear a warm fur coat, or you can light a fire. Wear a coat and you warm only yourself. Light a fire and you warm others as well. Avraham Avinu taught us that when raising a Jewish family, we need to light a fire and ignite others. That was his mantra. Reaching out and educating people about Abayr Olam and bringing them tachas kanfei Hashchina. When Hashem instructed Avram to leave his land and his birthplace, the Pasuk says that he took all of his possessions and v'sanefesh asher asu b'charan. He took all of the people that he converted to Yiddishkeit. But if that's the case, why does the Pasuk use the singular expression of v'sanefesh? Why doesn't the Torah use the term nefashois, plural? Didn't Avram inspire myriads of people? So I saw a wonderful idea from Shaul Alter, the Ger Rosh Yeshiva. He says, Avram is teaching us a vital lesson in Kiruv. If you want to connect and bring a Jew closer to Yiddishkeit, you must understand v'sanefesh, singular. Every Jew, every Yiddish and neshama is valuable. Every Jew is a universe. Avram was able to influence thousands of people because he made each person feel special. To Avram, every person was a treasure. Every Jew was an olam ha'olam. V'sanefesh asher asu b'charan. That was Avram's approach. One nefesh, then another Jew and another Jew, another world, another universe. And if it was a slow day, he influenced himself. He brought himself closer. And when people recognized the care and the compassion he displayed, they wanted to join and become part of Klal Yisrael. Every day we receive tragic news from the front lines. We are afraid to open up our phones in the morning. We read where another soldier has passed away. Another soldier, a father of three, has fallen in battle. Another mother sitting shiva for her 20-year-old son. Another precious neshama lost. Another empty seat by the Shabbos table. Another heart that will never be whole again. It's one tragedy after another. And we are crushed. And we feel so helpless. And we think, what can I do? I'm just one person and I'm 6,000 miles away. But we have to remember Avram's lesson in Kiruv. V'sanefesh asher asu b'charan. Even if we can influence one person, that's another universe. And we never know the ripple effect. And when the next person is inspired to don a pair of tzitzis, or put on tefillin, or say Shema Yisrael, that's another nefesh, and another step closer to our Yeshua. So shed the coat and light a fire. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.